Hey everybody, Sean Early here. What does artificial intelligence have to do with mindset and taking control of your life and your mind? If you're curious, join me in the podcast. If you like this podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Today's podcast is brought to you by Robot Spaceship. Here's a question for you. How does your business stay competitive in today's mass media tornado, with rapidly shifting global demographics and supply chains, with mobile-only consumers and shrinking attention spans, powered by AI and blockchain, where everyone is live and shopping 24/7, and the new user interface is no user interface at all? The answer, Robot Spaceship. Robot Spaceship is an innovative corporate communications consulting company with over 25 years' experience in developing transformational, disruptive, and cutting-edge ideas and technologies for our clients. We're passionate about innovation, digital transformation, and empowering businesses like yours to reach their full potential. So don't let the future pass you by. Schedule a workshop today. Just go to robotspaceship.com and get in touch. Hey everybody, Sean Early here. Welcome to the podcast. Today I have some interesting things to talk about. Might be a little bit scary, maybe a little controversial. In my last podcast, I talked about how I was sort of refocusing the structure of this podcast, what I talk about. And I'm not going to go into too many details. You can listen to the podcast, but it basically was focusing on sort of three pillars. One is mindset, one is your health, and one is your business. And in this podcast, I want to talk about mindset. And mindset in particular to the topic of artificial intelligence. And it's kind of weird how they connect here, but I'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, a lot of what I do for work is discussing artificial intelligence, researching it, using a lot of generative AI, pretty deep into it, consulting for a lot of clients. And so I've been doing a lot of research. And on a side note, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and one of the podcasts I listen to is The Sean Ryan Show. And he talks to a lot of really interesting people, primarily military, political, that kind of end of things, you know, world conflict. Anyway, today he was, or not today, I guess it was this week, or he just released it this week. I don't know when he recorded it, but anyway, he was interviewing a guy named Sean Webb, who is an author who does a lot of work in sort of psychological study of happiness. He's about to release a book called Mind Hacking Happiness. And he's done a lot of work with organizations like the Monroe Institute. If you know the Monroe Institute, they kind of got labeled in the conspiracy world a little bit. They were kind of working with the government to study remote viewing. If you know what remote viewing is, it's basically kind of using ESP to sort of spy on what's going on the other side of the world. Anyway, it's somewhat documented, you know, whether you believe it or not, there were studies in that field. A lot of governments put a lot of study in that field. Anyway, he's done a lot of work in sort of consciousness, and he's, you know, does a lot of meditating, lots of sort of esoteric mental type of discussions. So anyway, he was talking about how he was doing some consulting for the NSA. And he thought it was going to be about some sort of way to identify terrorists based on a certain type of psychological behavior. But it turned out that the direction of the conversation that he was having involved how one could actually use psychology, in particular data analysis around AI, to manipulate people. And the conversation went on. I mean, you can listen to the podcast yourself, but it was basically kind of segued into artificial intelligence and how artificial intelligence will be used basically to control people in the future. And, you know, you can say whatever you want. You can venture off into conspiracy world. There are a lot of signs that are indicating that this is going in a particular direction. You know, we can't predict the future. I don't have a crystal ball, but based on what I've seen, and I sort of work in the industry, I spend a lot of time researching it, you know, for a job. My job is a digital consultant, strategic consultant, and I spend a lot of time right now just focusing on AI and consulting clients on AI. And one of the interesting factors, and he brought this up as well, I mean, first you kind of have to understand what AI is. AI is basically, you know, millions and millions and millions of patterns of data that it uses to figure out the best pattern to solve the problem that it's given. And using the example of mammograms for determining breast cancer. So nowadays, they don't, you know, the doctors and the surgeons, they don't actually are the ones that do the diagnosis initially. They go ahead and take a mammogram. They, you know, it's a compressed picture of a breast, an X-ray, and they take the picture and they put it into the AI. I don't know exactly. I'm not a medical technician. I don't know the process, but they let the AI analyze it, and the AI analyzes and determines based on all the millions and billions of patterns that it has to determine if there is possibly something that looks like breast cancer or tumors. And that's how it works. And it is so good at that, that the doctors use that first to determine if there's even something, because maybe there's something the doctor missed, because a doctor, you know, artificial intelligence, currently ChatGPT, which came out just in the end of November of last year, has already passed the bar exam, has already passed the MBA, it has passed the medical licensing exam in the States. It has passed a huge list of doctorate level testing. So it has enough data-based knowledge, reference-based knowledge to be a legal professional, to be a medical professional. You know, it doesn't have the personal experience, but it has the data and the patterning to be able to pass these tests. So it has that much knowledge in it. And right now it's being applied to very small things, such as, you know, not ChatGPT, but AI is being used to determine things like cancer in mammograms, because it has billions and billions and billions of patterns. Now, if you take this concept of billions and billions and billions of patterns and apply it to something such as contextual data that a person is creating on a daily basis, such as how they're scrolling their phone, how they're engaging with any kind of technology in their life. And each one of those contextual interactions has billions and billions and billions of patterns and data. And it can take billions and billions and billions of patterns of data around creating a structure for all these billions and billions of interactions. It's logical to assume that at some point, the path of human experience is going to be manipulated by this, for good or for bad, obviously. But the point is, in the future, we will start to become much more reliant on AI and much more manipulated by AI, just in what we do for a normal, in our daily lives. As it is, we already can't pull ourselves away from social media. We can't. I already mentioned in my last podcast, I have a serious social media addiction that I'm working on. I do it for a job, so I have a really hard time staying up to date on the latest trends and latest news and keeping up contact with friends and family on social media, trying to jump in and just do one particular thing on my phone and get out, and 2 hours later you're staring at stupid videos of cat photos or whatever. And I'm conscious of it, so I can't even imagine how people who have very little self-control I don't know, even want to know what their lives are like. It's out of control. That's what it is. And right now, you know, there's all these sort of data privacy discussions and lawsuits and things going on about how your data is collected and how it's used with AI and how AI is analyzing data and all that. And there will be some stop gaps legally, but at some point there'll be workarounds. And at some point, just like with a calculator and just like with the personal computer and just like cable TV and just like the cell phone and just like social media, we have to adapt. It becomes something we rely on, and it becomes something that we can't do without. And at this point, arguably, we are already completely addicted to this stuff. We can't pull away from it. And the problem here is that as we move into the future, this level of addiction is going to become 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000-fold more intense. So if you think about, I don't know who brought this up, but basically they say that, you know, you are basically influenced by all the stuff that you own. It communicates to you. You know, it doesn't reach out and talk to you like my alarm clock doesn't talk to me. You know, I mean, maybe there are some alarm clocks that talk. But for the most part, you know, all the things that you own, if you interact with them, there's a story behind them. There's some action that you have to take. You know, my glass of water that's sitting right here, thinking about all the things that have to do with this glass of water sitting here on my desk, is I had to use the water filter we have to fill it, which cost a lot of money that we're still paying off because we did it in payments. And, you know, the glass itself hasn't been cleaned in about 2 days because I'm too lazy to clean it. So I'm thinking, wow, that's probably not the cleanest glass to be drinking out of. And I think about the decision that my wife and I made to buy this glass. And I think about all the other glasses that we have in our cupboard that has, you know, a bunch of things that should probably just be thrown away, and on and on and on and on and on. And that's just the glass sitting at my desk, and not all the other things in front of me or in my house or in my surrounding. And so this information that I have in my brain is obviously something we've been living with since humans started and started having stuff. But this information is starting to be collected digitally. And this digital information, this contextual information, is of value to systems. And if AI gets to a point where AI is not just in these siloed experiences, such as ChatGPT or Midjourney or whatever, but it becomes general AI, they start letting it loose to engage with more things in the world, AI will start to develop its own sense of necessity. And it will make sure that its AI does the appropriate things, which means that AI needs to ensure that that AI is secure. And at some point, in order to keep this AI from turning into the Terminator experience and sending drones to kill us, we'll need to program in a set of morality, a digital set of fake morality, so this AI basically doesn't destroy us all. And currently, you know, there's all this discussion from major tech leaders about why we need to seriously consider this right now before this stuff gets out. But the problem is that humanity, at its current state in history, can't even determine simple things like what is a man or a woman, or choose something in between left or right, or red and blue. We are so polarized and are becoming more and more polarized every single day that it's almost impossible to conceive that in this short amount of time that we need to teach an AI morality, that we'll be able to formulate that for ourselves and be able to put that in a program to keep something this powerful from destroying us, or at least heavily manipulating us for a certain reason. And, you know, there's a lot of talk right now, will AI take our jobs? you know? And I think what we should really be considering is what jobs will AI be giving us? Because at some point, we're going to be feeding it data constantly. And AI is basically going to start treating us like workers or like pieces in a large sort of cohesive society. And it will start organizing what we do with our time. So basically, AI could, in a sense, run a corporation. AI, in its sense, could have a completely automated, you know, city or country. AI could basically run itself as efficiently as it thinks it can be based on whatever patterns it's determined for success. And whatever it engages, we engage with, whatever technology we engage with, our cell phones, for example, or whatever the future cell phone is going to be, it will manipulate that process. So in order to ensure, and I guess I'm, you know, trying to get around to the actual point here of what does AI have to do with mindset? What does AI have to do with controlling your life? In order for us to have a future where we are coexisting with this type of technology and also feeling like we have a sense of our own identity and our own path that we are choosing and not being manipulated by a giant system, we must, and I mean this as severely as possible, it is crucial that we get our shit together. And what I mean by that is we need to get our mindset down to the point where we are in control of, one, our addictions, in control of our distractions, in control of our future path. Means what are our life goals? What do we want to achieve? What do we personally want out of our lives so that a system will not start to determine it for us? Because regardless of whether that system sends you the most amazing stuff in the world, in the very near future, we're not just going to be scrolling cat videos on TikTok. We're going to be walking around like drones because we are getting so much contextual dopamine from the system that we can't deviate to the point where we don't even know that we're deviating from this. And I'm not bullshitting. This is something that is being patterned right now by not just Western governments, probably by not so friendly governments as well. This has been patterned for a long time in just social media. I mean, we know that social media has been weaponized. We know about the Arab Spring. We know about the elections and all the manipulation that can happen just from a small marketing agency that owns some software that creates what they call sock puppets, which are basically just like bots that manipulate political agendas. And that has been years and years and years ago that's happened. Think about what people are planning with AI now and into the future. And think about what we can do right now in a period of time between ChatGPT came out at the end of November and now. And think about what will be happening in the next couple of years, this incremental curve of AI and its ability to engage in our lives, and we're allowing it to. And I'm all for technology. I'm all for utilizing it as much as, you know, whatever I get benefit from. I love tech. Don't get me wrong. I love stuff. I love tech. I love shiny objects. I love having stuff, but I want to have the stuff that I decide to have. I want to live the life that I decide to have. I want to live a life where I am not being manipulated or where I don't even know that I'm being manipulated. So it's very, 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 very important that now, and not just something you plan on doing in the future, now you get your shit together. You start making plans. You start setting goals for your life. You start setting rigid, laser-focused processes and strategies and ways for you to control your destiny, because this is getting to the point where you will not have control of it very, very soon. And again, maybe I'm jumping to conspiracy theory land. I don't really care at this point because I'm looking out for myself and my family and the people I care about. And it's pretty clear that something is going down. And literally, if I am a knowledgeable person in this topic and I can't flip open my phone to do one task without getting stuck for 20 minutes, being hypnotized into some crap I'm staring at, feeding this thing data. I don't even know what data I'm giving this thing by looking at all these cat photos or whatever. I mean, you could literally just scroll slower past an image and it'll track that data because it knows that you're slightly more interested in that than this thing you scrolled fast by. So this data that's being collected is being used to feed systems that will use more and more and more of this type of technology to do more and more. And when we're talking about crazy things like, you know, immersive technology or, you know, financial situations that are being more controlled by AI or, you know, you name it. As this stuff grows, as this stuff becomes more, as we become more dependent on it, we will become more addicted to it. And our ability to control that is 100% the most important thing you can do. Because literally, if you can't put down your phone long enough to figure out that you need to go and do some exercise or take a walk or figure out how to get a better job, then I'm sorry to say this in such strong language, but you're fucking doomed. You know, right now, if you can't put that phone down this second, make that decision and put it down, you're doomed because this will not get better. This will only get more extreme. If you can't figure out a way to be hard with your kids and say you have a limited amount of social media, a little amount of phone time, you know, for you and for yourself and for your family, if you can't get off this distraction, you're doomed. Because it's hard enough to do things that are physical, like quitting smoking or quitting an addiction or forcing yourself to improve your physical sense, go out and work out, you know, make yourself work harder to earn more money or whatever it is to do. That's a hard enough barrier. But if you can't even get to that point because you're too busy staring at your phone, then it's like building a wall around the shit that we used to have a wall around, you know? So it's two layers now before we even get to the point where we can actually try to change our lives for the better. And when you add AI with billions and billions and billions and billions of parameters that it's getting contextual data, is like three layers. And you're literally going to spend your entire life being distracted. And I don't know what else to say about it. And I'm kind of ranting now because I'm getting all worked up. But I mean, it's really the truth. If you don't start now to figure out how to curb that addiction, to get to the point where you can start making decisions on your other addictions or your other weaknesses or your other plans that you can't seem to get to and take action on because you're scrolling shit on TikTok, then you are doomed. And the stuff I talked about in my last podcast about the string experiment where you measure a piece of string and figure out how many years you have the rest of your life to get things done, you might as well throw that thing away because you'll never make it. And I like to think positive. I like to be encouraging. But this is a serious problem that we've never had to face in society before. We've never, ever, ever been so distracted. We've never had so much instantaneous dopamine. We've never had so much chemical addiction. We've never had so much like chemical addiction, financial addiction, fashion, so much immediate stuff that we can have all the time that distracts us, then we've never built a defense mechanism to fight this. And so this is something historical that we all have to deal with. And I think society is really, really not addressing this as seriously as it should be done. It's worse than heroin. Because at least heroin has one little microcosm that you can figure out. But if you can't even, if you don't even know that you're addicted to this thing because you're too busy staring at it all day, then how are you going to even make a decision to take an action to curb that habit? So again, I'm ranting, but the point of this whole podcast is really just to say to you, to ask yourself some very serious questions is, like I said in my last podcast, what the hell are you doing with your life? What are you going to do about it? And if you really, really, really want to make some changes and really figure out what your life gives you meaning and take action on that, then the first thing you need to do is limit your distraction. And I hate to say it, but the thing you're probably listening to this podcast, me speaking to you right now, is the distraction. So as much as I would love that you continue listening to my podcast and getting value out of it, do yourself a favor and just put the damn phone down and look up in the sky and take a deep breath and think about what you want to do with your life before AI determines that that's what you're doing and throws a distraction in front of you or puts a drone over your head and says, hey, look here, you know, or I don't even know what it's going to be in the future, but it will happen and it's happening right now. So, you know, do yourself a favor and take care of this problem now or you will not be able to very soon. So anyway, enough doom and gloom. I hope this got through to some of you. Something I'm struggling with myself. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would also love to try to talk to some people, to interview some people about this topic. And we'll figure this out together. But again, it's incredibly serious and it impacts everything, our entire lives moving forward. So with that said, I'm Sean Early. As much as I want you to put your phone down, I also want you to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on social media so at least I can help remind you to put your phone down sometimes and think about what you're doing with your life. And at the same time, I'll do the same. So with that said, I'm Sean Early. This is the Sean Early Podcast, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.